Hello, everyone. Well, I just want to say, Resguarte and Departure, Mr. Cook, JNBC, not that it was his house, but he did teach me the house right next door to me. And I don't think anyone had a bad word to say about him. I was very dreadful at his subject. He was a satisfactory teacher. But yeah, he was a man of his era. So I must have known about him from more or less my first half, because, you know, he's running the house next to ours. And he'd been in charge since 1983. So a very well-respected housemaster, seems to me. I knew a lot of the boys in his house. I was in dibs with them. And just had presence, had effortless authority, held in high regard by boys and beaks alike. Now, that might partly because of his background. He went to Charterhouse. He therefore had that very Parker accent, which has just disappeared with this generation, really. Cambridge, I think. I'm teaching chemistry since 1967. I read that book about, God, who's that one? The Portrait of a Schoolmaster, Kidson. And there's some quotations from Mr. Cook there, because he was in a colony, as in a house for the teachers, bachelors who lived together, corner house. So some quotations from him. So his Eton institution was associated with the school for like almost half a century. So presuming that was his first, maybe indeed his only job, because considering he started at Eton in 1967, I'm assuming he's in his early 20s at the time. So how old was he when he died? You know, so they've got to be in his 80s anyway. So he was a man of average height, average build, I suppose, always bald, self-assured, sanguine, genuine, yeah, never seemed remotely false, mostly soft-spoken. I mean, I remember a friend of mine walking out of Beckington, still eating on the street, and then being berated by Mr. Cook, but that was about it. I do remember finding out what the whole initials meant, James Norris Beaumont Cook. I thought, well, very, very unusual middle names there. So he was a confirmed bachelor, or so we thought, but I'll come on to that. Certainly my second half playing the field game. We're playing on Masters, and we had some sort of joint team with his house. I can't remember the actual name of the house. Is it Walpole House? Built in about 1902, because I think it says above the door. I was cycling past it a fortnight ago, and that they introduced a door code system. And that was a very new thing at the time, because remember, the 90s security was very, very lax. The doors were just open, unlocked. I mean, unless it was nighttime. So he was speaking to me, blue bully player with the long trousers. To me, I was wearing tracksuit bottoms, because he didn't know my name. So coming along to support at matches and so on. And the pupils in his house, they certainly held him in the highest regard. So and liked him as well as respect him. So he didn't need to rule by fear. So he was obviously born to do what he did. He was highly effectual. And that was it. It didn't criticize too much. Praise somewhat, and it was an avuncular figure. And then he taught me chemistry when I was in E block. Was it for just a term? And I was obviously dreadful at what he did, but did so with good humor. We had a few experiments in. The person from my house, who was like sort of sharing a desk with me, had to do some joint experiments, addressed me as Georgie. And then Mr. Cook also called me Georgie occasionally. But I remember some of the reports he wrote for me, saying that I had Rococo handwriting, and remarked on my order card how I got two different elements mixed up, saying he must be an Irishman, which I left drift at the time. But these days would be regarded as a racialist, and he'd be hauled over the coals for that. He might even be sacked for that, which would be a preposterous overreaction. So he was always immaculately turned out as well. Then there was a dame in his house, or let's say matron. And apparently when the sixth formers were going away for the weekend, she would give them condoms. Well, that was very thoughtful of her. But that one left. And then this new woman came in, a very slender woman came in to be the dame at the end. And after a term, it was announced that Mr. Cook, who was like about 60 or something, and this woman had got engaged. Well, nobody saw that one coming. And the news spread like wildfire. And I greeted the dame of JNBC, congratulations, on the street. Because, of course, she had no idea who it was. She'd only been at the school for a couple of months. And I was the boy in another house. And they got married. And I happened to be passing through that Christmas holidays. And outside the door of the private side, there were several old Etonians he probably invited back for the wedding, like former house captains or something, smoking outside his door, about to go in for whatever the wedding reception. So previously, Dame had to be unmarried, could be a widow, could be divorced, had to have no minor children. But although she married him, yes, she was allowed to retain her post. So, wow, it's never too late in life for love to come along. I think that was his last year as a housemaster. It did 15 years, is that right? I don't recall who took over afterwards. And then was made vice provost. A lot of people thought Mr. Jakes would get it, NJTJ. Mr. Jakes, who was born at Eton himself, the son of a housemaster. His father had been the housemaster of the Honourable Alan Clark, the celebrated diarist and waspish Conservative MP. But that Mr. Jakes, yeah, though he was a blatant candidate, he died some years ago. I remember reading about his obituary. He'd been a housemaster of Manor House, the one that Prince William later went to. Mr. Jakes, the classic speak, he'd stood down as a housemaster in 93, just as I came up. And that's when the loathsome Dr. Andrew Louis Hamilton Gayley took over the house. But anyway, Mr. Cook, against some expectation, he became vice provost and apparently was highly effective in the role. So what can I say about him? I mean, he was unassuming, soft-spoken, unfailingly courteous, a good person all around. I mean, even though he and I had very little in common. I remember my last year, The Resistible Rise of Arturo Uy was the house play by Bertolt Brecht. And Mr. Cook, he acted in his own house play. And I heard via someone else, the first time he'd acted since prep school. And so it gave a decent performance. So the parents of the house, apparently, they liked him as well. They thought he was superb, actually cared about their boys. So handled difficult situations well. They dined in, they didn't go to Beckington. So it was quite an old style house, as in, tend to be sort of old money, more like to be sons of old Etonians, and that's it. So a bit of a pity he didn't have children himself, as he was sort of such a good fatherly figure. So Mr. Cook, they don't make him like that anymore. So was he a little bit humorous? I'm not sure I can remember any jokes by him. Well, the one time he slightly disapproved of what I did is to do with flights, because my dad was in the Middle East. Long leave, that's half term if you don't speak Etonian, was coming up, and because the flights is allowed to leave a day early. And Mr. Cook said, well, you know, we asked the headmaster about this, and no, absolutely not. If you travel time has to come out of holiday time, you can't be skipping a day of school for this, and glaring me somewhat. But anyway, the decision was made. So I think that's it. Yes, I just found out that he died, when was it, 28th of July, and the email came around. So I was slightly fond of him, didn't know him particularly well, and I'm not especially well qualified to make this. Presumably people know him better, whom we meant more to. They might make such a video. So serve several years as vice provost, because in case you don't know much about Eton, the provost is the head of the Board of Governors, and he lives in, provided with accommodation. The vice provost is deputy head of the Board of Governors, who also lives in. And the vice provost lodgings there on Western's Yard. I can't remember where the provost lodgings are. So Lord Walgrave is stepping down as provost at the moment. I don't even know who the vice provost is. Later it went to the odious Sir Andrew Gayley. And that was Mr. Cook. I hope you enjoyed a very happy and prosperous retirement. Well, it's a pity. Obviously, it's a reminder of mortality. Are you happy doing what you like doing? And more people who taught me have died. I mean, so Mr. Cook, the Spanish beak, Mr. Royden several years ago, lovely chap, taught me French, has passed away. The Reverend Tim Mullins, it was absolutely wonderful. Unfortunately, he was caught as a reward with a brain tumor about the age of 60. Right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.